USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A senior Saudi Arabian government official who's requested anonymity says a team of 15 Saudi nationals were sent to confront Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi at the consulate in Istanbul on October 2nd, and they were aiming to convince him to return to Saudi Arabia, but they killed him when he resisted. U.S. lawmakers are responding.
What happened here was savagery, and we can't go along with their cover story.
That's Republican Congressman Peter King. And here is U.S. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer.
He has said he doesn't want to cut off the defense contracts because that employs a lot of people, but there are lots of other tough things that can be done.
Reports are the Trump administration is moving to end legal recognition of transgender Americans, mounting an effort to legally define a person's gender as male or female, as determined at birth. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
Another police officer shot and killed, this time by a couple of teenagers, as we hear from USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
Shots were fired from inside the vehicle, striking Officer Tony.
In Georgia, a police officer shot and killed in Gwinnett County, Antoine Tony, 30 years old, just a few days shy of his three-year anniversary of joining the force. The officer responding to a 911 call about people smoking marijuana in a car parked in a school lot. When he approaches, one of the men opens fire, killing him.
One of the officers on the scene pulled Officer Tony to cover. Officer Tony was transported to Gwinnett Medical Center, where he ultimately expired.
The head of California's Department of Forestry and Fire Protection pushing back on President Trump's criticism when he said last week the state's forestry management is disgraceful, blaming it for giant wildfires. The Cal Fire chief says the president's comments were uninformed and couldn't be further from the truth. This is USA Radio News.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference, so you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance, because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
President Trump says the U.S. is going to pull out of a three-decades-old arms control treaty with Russia. The president telling reporters after his Nevada rally on Saturday he wants to develop weapons that are banned by the treaty, so it has to pull out of the treaty. The 1987 Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty was signed by President Reagan and Russia's Mikhail Gorbachev. NATO ministers issued a statement praising the treaty and saying it's been critical to keeping peace and security. They also call on Russia to offer more details about its new missile and its capabilities. Former Vice President Joe Biden is encouraging Nevada voters to get out early and elect Democrats, speaking at a rally hosted by the Culinary Workers Union 226 in Las Vegas yesterday. Biden is supporting Democrat Jackie Rosen for state Senate, who's running against Republican Dean Heller. He also took the opportunity Biden did to comment on election meddling and the death of journalist Jamal Khashoggi in the Saudi consulate in Turkey, the former VP drawing cheers when he called Russian President Vladimir Putin a thug. And a report claims that Colorado's on path to break last year's record in marijuana sales, the state releasing a report saying it surpassed the $1 billion mark in sales for this year in August. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.